Hey there, it's the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin, and welcome to your weekly personal brand therapy session. This is the podcast that helps solo experts like you get unstuck and get on your way with a brand that takes you places. I'm super excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's session. Welcome everybody to the Brand Therapist Podcast. I'm your brand therapist, Michelle Griffin, and this is the newly branded, newly relaunched, new everything podcast. It's not only an audio podcast, but it's a video podcast. This podcast is for you. I hear you, I see you, and I have been you. You've been in a corporate role, you're an executive expert, you have put yourself out there, you have gone solo, right? This podcast and myself, the brand therapist, are here to help you. Now, this podcast is exactly what you needed and I wish I had when I made my great leap 4 years ago. So this podcast is for you who maybe are even deciding down the road, this might be something you want to do. I'm going to help you find your lane and get unstuck and give yourself that runway to do all the right things. But for those who have put yourself out there and now you're thinking, what next? So you probably decided to go solo because you have a greater mission or a calling. I don't care if you want to be a coach, a consultant, advisor, speaker, author, creator, or a little bit of all of the above. You now are out here and now what, right? Well, if you're like me and many of the clients I help, the next question is, so now what? What's next? You know, the problem is we've been so defined in our corporate roles and we kind of don't even know who we are anymore. We might have an inkling of that, but we've been so shelled in by our roles, our titles, sometimes the way we showed up or did show up. And now you get out and go, who am I? What's my brand? How do I show up as the expert and the authority I really am, but I really don't know how to articulate my value, communicate who I am. So it really makes sense. Many of my clients say, help me, Michelle. I don't know how to introduce myself, to talk about myself. That's exactly what I do. And this podcast here is for you. So stay tuned. I'm going to tell you right now what you can expect. Now, I'm coming today to you exactly a year ago to the day that I said, BRB, be right back. Now, never in my wildest dreams when I said I had to give myself grace and space did I intend for it to be a year. And I'm purposely dropping this episode, even though it's on the weekend, just for the irony of be right back should never mean a year because I have wasted so much time, so much opportunity, and just the feeling that I let myself down. Now, on the flip side, we have to give ourselves acknowledgement of how far we've come. Yes, I have had this podcast on hiatus for a year, but in the meantime, I have a sister podcast, the LinkedIn Branding Show. I think we're up to 70 plus episodes there. So I'm showing up weekly there. And also in my absence, I was busy writing the LinkedIn branding book, which you see right behind me. So that was an enormous feat and bucket list. So when we struggle and we beat ourselves up, we have to always say, I may have not done this, but I've got to give myself credit for this. And that's what I'm actually sharing with you today. I'm really mad at myself that I let perfectionism, procrastination, overthinking, all the things that you may face yourself. Well, the problem is, I just said I'll come back to it later. And I was struggling with some rebranding things of my own in my second and a half year in business. And I just kept putting it aside. Well, that stacks up. Just like good habits stack up, bad habits stack up too. So it just became a vicious cycle. And, you know, I kept getting that nudge. I've got to get back. I've got to get back. And I have to give myself credit and space that, you know, I knew that I wanted this podcast to land right the second time. And it wasn't until about 6, 7, 8 months ago that I rebranded myself as the brand therapist. What is a brand therapist, you might ask? This is me, who has been on your journey, has all the training and the firsthand experience to get you out of your head and get you on your way. Now, I take a real deep dive approach. I listen, I help you, I know what it's like There's a million things going on in your head, imposter syndrome. You're drowning in ideas and information. You know that you have all this awesome genius to get out there, but you're not quite sure how to do it. And maybe you don't even know what exact lane you want to go on yet. You might want to consult, coach, speak, write, do a podcast. There's so many ways on your next best phase of life, as I call it, you can do it. But we have to start with that foundational plan, and you're going to learn all about that in next episodes. Today's just a reacquainting, hello, I'm back, just to tell you who I am, give you a little bit of heads up why this took me a year to come back, but at least I'm here, right? Give yourself credit for stuff like that. And I'm going to tell you what this podcast moving forward is about. It's about you and how we are going to get you out there. And as you see up there, the power and the payoff of putting yourself out there. I'll infuse my stories. I'll have some lessons, some client questions and stories, your questions even. But the best thing is they are going to be bite size. And the best thing is you've got me. Much like we go get a therapist in many other aspects of our lives, we absolutely need a brand therapist because I'm going to help you articulate who you are, what you stand for, how you want to show up in the world, get that presence and that credibility, visibility, and authority, which very much is already there. It just needs to be assembled the way I'm going to help you. And I'm also going to infuse lessons from my brand GPS, personal positioning framework, to help you get on your right path. I'll be talking to you about personal marketing. Now, what's personal marketing? That's marketing yourself as a personal brand. And I'm going to help you do it with ease and without the sleaze, because most of us cringe when we have to put ourselves and market it and do all those things. Trust me, I am the worst about that. And I have found so many ways in my 3.5 years of business. And of course, in my background in marketing and master's in PR to really help you get out there the right way. So you're showing up and you're sharing and you're supporting the people you are here to help. We'll also be talking about personal PR. Now, personal PR is much like personal marketing, but you're taking your message, your story, and getting it out very strategically to the right channels so we can amplify everything you're here to do. So I'll be infusing that in. Guess what? You're going to get little nuggets, some empowerment, some strategy, tactical things, all the things, because that is exactly what this podcast is about. Learn how to brand yourself, market yourself, and promote yourself online so that your next best thing, whatever it is, you can get out there with confidence, with clarity, and the courage, and also the credibility so that you can make that impact, that amazing income based off your monetization of your expertise and your passion expertise. And for many of us, to find that fulfillment we have been looking for so many years and influence change and create movements with that message of yours. So thank you so much for being here. Today's really just a, hey, this is me. This is what we're going to be doing together. And I hope you'll join me each week. So I'm going to be dropping some things in the show notes that you might want to take advantage of. I'll be introducing new things as we move forward together. I'm all about action, and I'm also about support, empowerment, and having clarity and a plan to put yourself out there, because I'm here to help you build a brand that takes you places. So if you're on LinkedIn, I would love for you to connect with me there. Send me a DM, reach out and say, hey, I heard you on this welcome episode. It would mean the world to me because I have been off for a year and it's a little bit hard to put yourself out there. And until next week, friends, I'll catch you next time. Take care. That's a wrap for today's brand therapy session. Need help with your personal branding journey? Then head on over to thebrandtherapist.io and grab my free resources to get going today with your brand. And until next time, keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. Take care, everyone. I'll talk to you soon.